Welcome to and welcome back to another in our ongoing series of Shiur Madaf Yom. We are now on Ketubot. Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Bet at the bottom of the Amud, picking up on a commentary on the third group of Na'arot mentioned in the Mishnah, for whom Knas is paid. And the Gemara immediately addresses this with a contradiction. Habal Achotov Al-Chatoviv, etc. Or Minhu. Elo En Alokim. It quotes the first Mishnah and third parak of Masechet Makot, which lists all sorts of Isurei Bia, which the punishment for which is Makot. Habal Achotov Al-Chot Aviv, Achot Imo, Achot Ishto, Al Yishei Tochei, Al Shachi Aviv, Al Anidah. The same seven we have. All of whom were Yor Chayav Karet. This follows the opinion that Mechuyavei Karet get Makot. But the thing that we're concerned with is as follows. V'kai malan de'en lokel mishalem. We have a principle that we'll establish very soon, in the next few lines, which is you can never get makot and have financial liability for the same act. So therefore, if you're going to get makot for having bia with achoto, then how can you possibly pay knas also? So we have two resolutions to the problem. But again, to clarify the problem, our Mishnah stated that if you have onus or pitui with your sister, for instance, who's a na'ara, you pay knas. And here we see you get makot for the bia ha'asura. So how could you also pay knas for that? So Amar Ula Lokasha. Ula is one of the two respondents to this. Lokasha kan b'chotol na'ara, kan b'chotol bogeret. He simply says that our Mishnah is talking about when she's a na'ara, and there's knas. And of course he will say, therefore you do not get Makot. Have to see why. And the Mishnah in Makot is talking about a sister who's of any other age, a sister who's over age, or an aunt who's over age of Nara. There is no Kas, therefore there is Makot, which means that Ula sees Mamon as being the overriding punishment, and if there is no Mamon payable, then you get Makot. Now, but even if she's 15 or 16, there's still regular payments for damages that are done to someone. So the answer is bishota. We're talking about a girl who is a shota, who's, it's kind of hard to say this, but whose value is not diminished at all by this. So v'ha'ikatzara, but she still has pain. So the answer is b'mufuta. We're talking not about onus, but rather pitui, where she is consensual. Which, in other words, what we're trying to do is construct a case where you get makot because there's absolutely no financial liability whatsoever. All right, so now, hashtadati v'achi, if you're going to go that far, you have a simpler way to say it. Filatei ma'achoto na'ara. You could say that the Mishnah in makot is also na'ara. Yitoma mufuta. We're talking about a case where she is yitoma, so there is no knas, because there's no father to pay the knas to. And she's in mufuta, so there's no tsar. There's no boshet, no pkam, no knas. And no tsar, and therefore you get makot. But the main thing that we see here is Alma Kesavra Ula Kolecha the Ikamang Malkot Mamona Mishal Nukalaloki. So Ula clearly holds that whenever you have both corporal punishment of makot and a financial liability of mamon on the same act, and you can only do one, of course, as we will see explicated very soon, that the mamon is the one that carries the day. So now, the question is, Manali Lu'ulaha, where does Ula get this principle from? So, possibility number one is Gomer Mechobu Chavero. Battery, which is an alav d'oraita, you're not allowed to pick up, to raise your hand to hurt another person. Nonetheless, Mechobu Chavero, the Ikamamu Malkot, when you hit somebody, there is financial loss and there's also a Makot for violating a lav. And what's the result? Mamon Mashal, Mukal Loki, you pay and you don't get Makot. So we'll say the same thing in any other place. In other words, assault and battery will become the model for everywhere else, which is wherever there is both mamon and makot deriving from the same action, you will pay mamon and not get makot. So that doesn't work because after all, chabala is a very serious crime because when you hurt somebody, it's not just one payment, it's five different kinds of payment, which of course the 8th parak of Avotamba, which is Nezek, and Tsar, and Boshet, and Ripui, and Shevet. I mean, there's five different kinds of payments, so it's more Chamor. And by the way, if you want to turn it around and say, V'im Mamona Lekula, if you want to say Mamona is generally more light, and say, look at this, even in the case of Mamon is more light, nonetheless, you pay Mamon over Makot, so Shekinuta Michal of Avetin, and it still doesn't prove anything about Chabalah, because Chabalah is even lighter than others, because Chabalah is something that sometimes is permitted. The Beitin itself gives lashes, so the Beitin does sometimes hit, and it violates this law. And so you see that Chabalah is less serious and therefore cannot be the model. So Chabalah can't alone be the model for Ula's principle that Mamon trumps Makot. Ela Gamar mi Edim Zomin. Edim Zomin, just very briefly, is the case where two or more otherwise kosher witnesses come to testify that somebody has violated the law in one way or another. Either owes money, not necessarily violated the law, but has defaulted on a loan, owes money, has damaged somebody, or has committed a crime. And the result of their testimony, if accepted, is that the other person will have some sort of a detriment, whether it's a payment they'll have to make, or lashes, or mitah, or whatever it is. And then other witnesses come and say, how can you testify about that at the time that you're claiming you were testifying, you were with us somewhere else? Imanu ayita. In the case of Edim Zomin, what happens? They have violated a law in the Torah of perjury. They lied under oath. And also, they tried to get the other fellow, in a classic case, to owe money. In other words, two witnesses came and said, Ploni borrowed money from Omoni. And they said it was on this particular time, in this particular place. Two other witnesses come and say, how can you testify about that at that time that you're claiming you were with us somewhere else? Now, what these two witnesses were trying to do was to get Ploni to owe Omoni some money. And so now, what do the Edim Zomin have to do? They have to pay that amount of money. And to Ploni, who they were trying to damage. And even though they violated a law in the Torah of perjury, nonetheless, they pay money and they don't get makot. So that's another good model. So he answered, Ma Edim Zomin de'ikam amon amalkam, ma amon amashalim milka lalaki. Kwaza de'ikam amon amalkam, ma amon amashalim milka lalaki. So we say, no, that doesn't work either, because Ma Edim Zomin shekin enam tzrichim hatra'ah. Edim Zomin are particularly severe also, because they need no hatra'ah. In other words, normally, for someone to become culpable for a crime, they need to be forewarned by their witnesses or by other people who the witnesses see and hear, who tell them, don't do that, because if you do that, this is the crime that it is, and that it carries this possible kind of punishment, etc. And then they have to say, yes, we know we're doing it anyways. Edim Zomin need no such thing. So Edim Zomin clearly are more severe than others, which means you can't use it as a model. Of course they pay, because their situation is more severe. Right? And then we say, we flip it. The Mamona the Kula, and if you're going to say, no, Mamona is really more lenient, and nonetheless you pay it here, the answer is, you can't law suma aset. You can't use Edim Zomin as a model, because after all, Edim Zomin didn't do anything. They only testified, they used words, they never did anything physical, so maybe they don't get makot because they did something less severe. They didn't even do anything, they just said something wrong. Whereas maybe normally, when a person does something that's severe, and it carries makot and mamon, like our case where there's a case of rape, there's a knas, but there's also a chiyuv karet. Maybe they should get the makot. So Ra'ula does not have Edim Zomin, nor does he have Chabalah as a model alone. So what do we do? We say it's a combination of the two, right? Which means we find that what's the tzara shaveh? It's mamon and makot coming together, and you pay mamon and not makot. So ma'atzav shirshven shiikam mamonu malkot mamonu mishal mekololaki. So v'karachad yikam mamonu malkot mamonu mishal mekololaki. So now ma'atzav shirshven shiken nishven tzar chamor. Look at what they have in common. What they have in common is that there is some unique chumrah there, which is in the case of Chabalah that you have to pay five kind of payments, in the case of Edim Zomim that they are a culpable without hatra'ah. The imam of the kula would flip it around and say, well, no, I'm going to argue. And Mamon is more light, and nonetheless you're high of it. You say, Shkinish ben Sarakal. After all, Edim Zomin didn't do that much. That's why it's him Mamon. And Chabalah, look, Beitin hits people. So Chabalah can't be that serious. So that's why we do the lighter one, which means normally maybe we do the more serious one, which is Makot. Now it's either way you want to slice it. To say that Mamon is more serious? Yeah, sure, maybe Mamon is more serious here because these things are very serious. Chabalah carries five things. Edim Zomin and a couple without Hatra'ah. And if you want to flip it and say, no, actually, Mamon is the lighter one, and less serious. And you see that that even though it's less serious, that's the one you pay. Sure, because Edom Zomim is a less serious thing. They didn't do anything. Kabbalah is less serious because Beit Din itself hits people. So that can be the source. Turns out Edom Zomim is a Gzerah Shavah. Here we have Machlok Rishonim, how to learn this. We're going to follow the Ritva's line, the lead. Tivacha Tachat Asher Ina, in our context of Ones, it says Tachat Asher Ina, he has to pay her and never divorce her because in lieu of the fact that as a consequence of having hurt her, Tivatam Ayin Tachat Ayin, with regular payments for damages, you pay an eye for an eye, but of course that means payment. Tamatam Amona Mashal Mokololoki, just like with battery, you pay and you don't get makot. Afkolecha deika amonu malkot, mamonu mashal, malkot lalaki. Same thing, not kolecha, but rather afhacha. That's the Ritva's girsa. Similarly, in our case, not every case, but in our case of ones, if there is a possibility of makot coming in also because she was, let's say, somebody from your chayav karet or chayav makot, nonetheless, you pay the mamon and not get the makot. Good, that's ula. Rabbi Yochanan has a different approach. He says, no, you know what? You could say that both Mishnayot, both ours and the one in Makot, are talking about where the Achot is a Nara. Kanchi Trubo, Kanchaloi Trubo. It's very simple. The Mishnah Makot is talking about, it's a strange way to say it, but an ideal case, where there were people who warned the offender just before carrying out his heinous act, that it's achoto and it carries with a karet, and our mishnah is talking about where there was no warning, and so therefore, where there's a hatra'ah, you can give makot. Can't give makot, okay? So you pay mamon, which by the way means that Rabbi Yochanan takes the opposite approach of ula and says that when mamon and makot run against each other, makot trumps. Mamon makot carries the day, and now we'll see the source for this entire principle that we've seen. All right. So now, alma kasav Rabbi Yochanan, kolecha dika mamon makot va'atrubei. So we see that Rabbi Yochanan's principle is anywhere you have mamon and makot together, and there was atra'ah, you get makot and no mamon. And another Rabbi Yochanan, where does he get it from? Amarko, I'll take a look at the last pasuk on the page. Kedei Rishato, this is when Beit Din administers makot. They give it Kedei Rishato, based on the amount of his guilt. You can only hold him liable for one thing and not for two, meaning there can only be one consequence for an action and not two. The somichle, what's the next pasuk say? Arba'im yakenu, that's why I put them both on the page. Did you get makot? So here you see that you have something which obligates mamon and something which obligates makot, and you can only get one, kedei rishato. And which one do you get? Arba'im yakenu, makot. Now, barichol b'chaver adikam mamon makot. So now the things that we had for ula as possible support now become challenges. That's Chavala. Chavala, you have Mamono Makot. Mamono Mashal Milka Lalaki. You pay and you don't get Makot. Kitem Ani Mili Echer Lalatrubay. If you want to argue, and this is a straw man, if you want to argue that you only pay for damages when there was no Atra'ah, Lalatrubay, Milka Lalaki, Mamono Lamashalim. You think if somebody warns you before hurting somebody about the Yisr of Hakah, that you get Makot and you don't pay? That doesn't work. We have the following statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Let's say you hit somebody and the damages are less than Shavavruta, which means Beit Din will not even hear the case. Loke, you can get Makot. So, Hechidami, eat a little Achube. If there was no warning, am I Loke? Why do you get Makot? You can't get Makot. Alapshitad Achube. It must be a case where there was Atra. A time really, Pa Shavavruta. Why do you get Makot? Because there wasn't a Shavavruta. Haipa Shavavruta, Mamur Mishalim Makolaloki. So, if there was a Shavavruta, you would pay and not get Makot. So, this is a challenge from Yochanan. Because we see in Chavalah that even when there is a warning, nonetheless, you still pay and you don't get makot. So how's Rabbi Yochanan going to answer that? The answer is, Kinem Rabbi Ilah, Beferush Ruta Torah, Yidim Zomim Tashlumin, Chan Feresh Ruta Torah, Chobo Machavero Tashlumin. The best way to say this would be that the Torah went out of its way to explicitly mention mention payment as the proper recourse for Yidim Zomim. Went out of its way to remove Edom Zomim from Makot. In the same way, we will apply that principle and say the Torah went out of its way to remove battery from Makot by giving all of these different payments. Rapo Yirape, etc., and all the different payments that we are familiar with, and all listed in Perek Chovel. And so he says that Rabbi Ila's statement, which is that the Torah went out of its way to accentuate financial liability for Edim Zomim, therefore we'll apply the same principle to Chavala, and say Chavala and Edim Zomim, neither one of them can stand as a challenge to Rabbi Yochanan because they're unique, which by the way also means that's why, and we've discovered, they could not be examples to support Rabbi Ula, and that's why Ula needed Tachatachat. Parenthetically, just to end this piece, where did Rav Ila say this original statement that the Torah went out of its way to accentuate financial liability for the Edim Zomim? Aha, on this following statement. Two witnesses come and say, we know that Ploni owes Almoni 200 zoos, and it turns out they're Zomim. Lokin umishalmin. They get makot and they pay. This is Rav Meir. Because there's two different things that are driving them towards his obligations. One act for two different things. It's kasher zamam, obligates them to pay, and lo ta'aneh, you're not allowed to commit perjury, that's what obligates them to get makot. Therefore, Meir says you get both. Chachamim call mishalim and aloka. And Chachamim say, if you pay, you don't get makot. Ah, if a name call loka and mishalim, why didn't they say the opposite? If you get makot, you don't pay. Amar Avila, this is what Avila said, a fair ship to Torah, even something in Tashlumin, because the Torah went out of its way to say when there's Mamun versus Makot, Mamun carries the day when it comes to Edim Zomim. And therefore, the Chachamim's response for Meir is not, call Aloka, Edim Shalom, if you get Makot, you don't pay, but rather call Mishalom and Aloka. If you pay, then you don't get Makot, because Tashlumin really is the chief direction taken in the case of Edim Zomim. It's only when you can't pay, like the Mishnah, the beginning of Makot, Ben Grusha and Chalu, they testify, somebody's a Ben Grusha, then they get Makot. Or something else, where they could not pay that amount, then they get Makot. But otherwise, it's Mamon. And the same thing, of course, with Chaval. If it's Lashon HaSharpertus, they get Makot. But otherwise, the default is Mamon. And Rabbi Yochanan still will hold his position that whenever there's Mamon versus Makot, Makot is the chief punishment that should be carried out. Edim Zomim and Chavala are two exceptions, which are exceptions because the Torah, in the words of Rav Ila, Ribta Tashlumin, the Torah accentuated financial payment. We should have a wonderful day. We'll continue on in the next podcast.